Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing. Member FDIC. It looks like the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has looked at the state's coyote population and determined that they've earned their own 7-month special. The new statewide coyote management season kicked off yesterday and runs through October 14th, thanks to a recent approval from the Michigan Natural Resources Commission. Unlike traditional hunting windows, this management season stretches more than 7 months. It is designed specifically to address overabundance and reduce coyote-related issues with livestock, pets, and rural backyard drama. Coyote hunting is allowed on private and public lands with restrictions. And every spring, Michigan participates in a beloved tradition called collective confusion. It involves wandering around your house muttering, "Is that clock right?" while you squint at your stove's operating manual. Yes, daylight savings time is coming back again. Twice a year, we spring forward and fall back like a state with commitment issues. Phones update automatically, sure, but your car clock, your coffee maker, your old thermostat in the hallway, and your microwave. There's been endless chatter in Congress and even in Lansing about locking the clocks and calling it a day, much as Hawaii and most of Arizona have wisely opted out of DST. In Michigan, bills get introduced and headlines are written, but nothing happens. Here's where it gets interesting for everybody in Michigan. Losing just 1 hour of sleep can throw your body's internal clock, crank up the stress hormones, and leave you foggy enough that you'll wonder why you walked into the bedroom. Medical experts report that spring shift leads to short-term spikes in heart attacks, car crashes, and workplace injuries. So if you feel edgy, snacky, or personally offended by DST, it's just your internal clock fighting back. Now for the part you actually need. In 2026, daylight savings time returns at 2 a.m. on Sunday, March 8th. That's when we spring forward, lose an hour of sleep, and gain an extra hour of evening light. Set your clocks ahead before bed. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebewing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proclaimed March 2026 as Reading Month in Michigan, highlighting a major new push to improve literacy statewide. The governor is promoting her Every Child Reads plan, which she calls the largest literacy investment in state history. The proposal builds on efforts already underway, including tripling the number of literacy coaches in schools and expanding science of reading instructions. More than 6,000 Michigan educators have already completed advanced literacy training. Whitmer's plan focuses on three areas: expanding early childhood education, strengthening evidence-based classroom instruction, and increasing tutoring and small group support for students who need extra help. Library leaders and educators across the state are applauding the initiative, encouraging families to celebrate Reading Month by visiting their local library and making reading a part of their daily routine. Back in a moment.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, Pigeon, and Sebring. Member FDIC.